After the park has been revealed as the wealthy person status symbol for the UK for 2020, what should it be for Australia?
Yeah, what dog breed would be considered wealthy in Australia? I vote the Great Dane, you vote the Corgi. Den has given us a message on Instagram and she said the poodle, with the poodle emoji.
That.
I mean, they're fancy enough to get a poodle emoji on you know, keyboard, so not all other dog breeds
very
get emojis.
True. 13, 12, 16, what dog should be the wealthy status symbol for Australia? Judy from Plaistow.
I actually would go the Doberman.
Ooh. The Doberman, they're quite big, aren't they? I'm just Googling what a Doberman looks like so I can...
They're just so smart to look at. They've got a lot of brains.
Traditionally seen as the guard dogs for the rich. In The Simpsons, I think, is mostly where I've seen that. Would you use them as a guard dog?
Oh, I had one as a child. I sort of was brought up with a Doberman as my pet. But, yeah, she was beautiful. But, no, she didn't make a guard dog at all.
If it's good enough for Pablo Escobar's guard dogs, I think it's good enough to be the wealthy, wealthy dog.
Connection. Judy, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Keep them coming. 13, 12, 16.
We've got David. David, what do you think Australia's wealthy dog would be?
Cattle dog.
A cattle dog. Yeah, I guess they are a bit of an Aussie symbol, hey?
Yep.
Exactly right, yep. For all the farmers.
Yep, they're Australia's dog.
They are. Have you ever had a cattle dog before, David?
Yeah, two of them.
Two of them. Oh, nice. Nice.
Are you wealthy?
Are you wealthy? Yeah.
Nah.
Thanks for sharing on that one, David.
Thanks, David.
Rightio.
Debbie from Strathdicky, what one do you think it should be?
I think they're called Sharpay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Sharpay dogs. I'm just Googling it. Sharpay dog. Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Have you ever had one before?
No, but you need a lot of money to buy one.
Uh-huh. They're like the ones on the Kleenex commercials, on the toilet paper commercials.
Oh, possibly. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they got like all the rolls.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the rolly dogs.
They're the rolly dogs.
They have lots of rolls on their body,
yeah, they're from the toilet paper ads. That's how I know them. I don't know if they would be considered wealthy because they are on the toilet paper ads. Does that bring them down a little bit?
Well, depends on how much you pay to actually purchase one.
They're on 3-ply toilet paper, actually, so no, they'd be pretty wealthy.